Brothers, sisters, and respected elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Muzaffar Abbas Haider. I'm a member of the Islamic Pulse team. I'm at your service today. Now, to the youth in Europe and North America is an online open letter written on the 21st of January 2015 by our Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Now, the purpose of this presentation is to analyse the effects and the reception of this letter, to have a look at the effects that this letter has had, and to look at how we received it. We want to look at it as if it's two sides of one coin. We want to look at the effects that we have had as the supporters of Walayat al-Faqih, and we also want to look at the effects that the enemies of Walayah have had. What light did they shed on the letter itself? We also want to have a bit of a focus here on the mainstream media. We want to point out that this issue of the letter cannot be separated from the mainstream media. Everything is interrelated. Also, we want to be having a focus here on the Western media organisations, simply because the target audience of the letter was the youth of the West. So first, we're going to have a look at the organisations which represent our views, inshallah. The organisations which have been spreading the views of Walayat al-Faqih. So here we have some statistics. We can see the MuslimTV.net, AIM Islamic Mission, ShiaTV.net, Mahdi Global Media, Islamic Pulse, IslamicIdeology.net, PureStream, TheMuslimVibe.com, and Khamenei.ir. We've highlighted the video counts, how many videos they've made, how many posters they've made, how many blogs and articles, engagements, and how many view counts. Now, I want to draw your attention to the actual popularity here. Now, this is based on a global rating. Now, a global rating is how popular a website actually is. And just so that you can get an understanding of how the global rating works, Google is ranked number one. So the smaller the number is, in fact, how popular these sites are. Now, as you can see, there's two sites here which are under construction. Inshallah, they'll be very popular in the future. Khamenei.ir is the most popular website out of these, which means that we have to draw as many people to this website as possible, inshallah. Yeah, so Khamenei.ir, we can see that on their Twitter site and their Facebook site and their Telegram, how popular they really are, how many people are engaging with the website itself through these avenues. And this goes back to what we said earlier about the media being interrelated. Everything is like a web. And we have to tap into that web and realize that everything is connected. So these are some images made by AIM. Now, it's a pretty generic way to spread the message here. You see they're bold images to attract the attention of the audience with quotes from the actual letter itself. And inshallah, the fact that we've all seen these images shows that we have had some success. Okay, so Muslim Vibe. Now, the Muslim Vibe is not a Shia organization per se. It's got Muslims from the Sunni school of thought and the Shia school of thought as well. But alhamdulillah, one of the brothers who is involved in the Muslim Vibe is a Shia brother, and he managed to make a blog about the letter itself, which is great news for us. And as you saw in the previous slide, it is a popular website and it's growing in popularity. Now, I want to draw your attention to this, however, the zero engagements. That means it's had zero shares on Facebook, zero shares on Twitter, and it didn't even get a mashallah. Now, these interrelated, these points are very significant because the amount of shares that a blog or a website or a video gets, that's how popular that message is going to be. And at the end of the day, we want to make the message as popular as possible. Now, let's move on to the mainstream media here. We're just going to have a look at Press TV, BBC, CNN, Fox News, Al Jazeera. We're not going to look at Sky News. But Press TV, as you can see, is the one that obviously, as we had expected, did spread the message. Now, this is the point of concern here. BBC and CNN had one measly report on the letter itself. Fox and Al Jazeera didn't have anything, as far as we found. Now, Press TV, in one of the reports, and we just wanted to highlight this, is Sheikh Bahmanpour, who says, the letter is very important at this juncture of time because Islam is now being attacked from two fronts. One, by the actions of certain people who do what they do in the name of Islam, which was followed by shots of ISIS. And the other, which is as important, is that these actions give fodder to certain extreme right-wing people in the West. And the report then showed shots of EDL, which is a right-wing fascist group in the UK which likes to burn mosques and stuff. Now, Sheikh Bahmanpour continues and says, what Ayatollah Khamenei is trying to pass as the message is that we have to look beyond what we see in the media. BBC News. Now, it's a pretty generic report here. He says Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has written an open letter to young people in the West, urging them to examine Islam firsthand rather than believe prejudiced views. Ayatollah Khamenei also tweeted excerpts from the letter on Wednesday using the hashtag Letter for you. And we're going to come on to that in a moment. Letter for you, the hashtag letter for you is very, very significant to this presentation. He urged young people to find out about Islam from primary sources, at least know what they are frightening you about, he said on Twitter. Now, CNN, after saying Barack Obama, now this is what we meant about how the enemies of Wilaya have shed certain light on the letter itself. Before it goes on to say this, it says Barack Obama even sent a letter to Khamenei in October pointing out that they share a common enemy in ISIS. But diplomatic progress has not stopped the Ayatollah from bashing the West on social media in recent months. He called the US the enemy, too right, on Twitter 2 weeks ago in a tweet about nuclear talks. And in August, he blasted the treatment of African Americans in a tweet about the protests after the police killing of an unarmed black teen in Ferguson, Missouri. And in November, Khamenei tweeted a 9-point explanation of why Israel should be annihilated, a comment that infuriated Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Yes. Now, but the leader of Iran, where chants of death to America have been a familiar refrain at Friday prayers and parliamentary sessions since the Islamic Republic, blah, 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 blah. Now, this is the point that we want to draw your attention to. The way that they've presented this letter is in a completely negative light. So those people who are going to come towards this letter, inshallah, they're going to already have this preconceived notion of what Iran has to say about the world. Now we go to an academic website. And this again links to what we were saying about the media being interrelated. Now, CNN is a news website, so most people who go towards that website are already going to have their ideological shields up. They're already going to be thinking, no, this is a news website. I should question the information that I'm receiving. However, when it comes to Wikipedia, people lower their ideological walls, their ideological shields. And what happens is this. This quote is the exact quote that I've read out from the CNN report. It's come here onto an academic website. So these are the layers which a person has to break before they reach the truth. Ayatollah Khamenei, when he was talking about IRIB, which is Iran's national media organization, he says they want to instill into today's youth the idea that the current situation of the country is a source of embarrassment, and that making progress in the future is impossible as well. This way, they want to take away enthusiasm, pursuance of knowledge, and hope towards the future from the young generation. Within this framework, the effort of foreigners to portray a dark picture of things should receive attention. We should notice that in achieving the goals of this soft war, they present a distorted and upside-down picture of Iran to people throughout the world. We're just going to have a quick look at some of the effects that the letter has had. Inshallah, we're going to look at the positive effects first. So if you go to Instagram, you can see that they've got 348 posts with 24,000 followers with a 12 following, or they're following 12. Facebook, the page, Letter for You, has 3,320 people who like this. The hashtag, which we mentioned earlier, created a significant conversation in the virtual world. And if you go to Vimeo, there's tons and tons and tons of videos which our brothers have made, or it might appear as though our brothers have made, but we'll talk more about that in a moment. The letter also spawned websites which are dedicated to spreading the message of Wilaya, like this one and this one, which the brother talked about in the other presentation. How are the enemies spreading the message of Wilaya, and what light are they shedding on it? Vox Pop is a media technique which is used where they interview many people consecutively, one after the other, and it's usually 20-second long interviews. And what it does is it gives an impression that that certain area has predominantly has that kind of opinion. So this particular video was circulated about the reactions in America towards the letter. The interviewer asks, because you have some knowledge about human rights in Iran, what do you want to say to him? The interviewee, who is a student, says, I would tell him to become a little more acquainted with what would be beneficial in the Western world, there are a lot of great things in America that would definitely benefit Iran. The next interviewee then says, if you want to ask us to know more about your culture, you should do the same. You should take a good look at where your country is in the 21st century. We're no longer in the 1900s. It's not okay to treat women like that. It's not okay to treat women like that. Like what? They don't have to say, because the media operates through insinuations. They don't have to say anything. But because this comment is in there, along with the 1900s comment, it's giving the viewer the impression that Iran is backwards, Iran is barbaric. Going back to Press TV for a moment, they also interviewed a student, and they asked her, what do you think of the letter? She said, that's a good letter, basically. And if that message spread, then it would be a lot easier for people to understand. But the difference is that Press TV did not use Vox Pop. It was a single interview. Derek R. Ford of the Hampton Institute, which is a working class think tank, says Khamenei's letter helped us to link anti-Islamism with the agenda of imperialism and capitalism. I'm not going to try and pronounce that name, but he's from the Europe-Iran Forum, and he says his country, Iran, is not famous for free speech, and that's the key word, famous. We have not successfully created a fame about Iran. We haven't made Iran free, famous for progression. We haven't made it famous for freedom. We haven't made it famous for the other positive qualities that it has. Now, this is a video which was produced by the rapper's office. Now, it's a fairly simple video. It just had a simple animation. It was a short video, and it had a voiceover over it. Now, we just want to point out some flaws in that video. The first floor is, it starts off by saying, today I want to talk to you about something important. Now, for those of us who are from the West, you'll understand that when you hear somebody say, I want to talk to you about something important, you're likely to turn off. You don't want to listen to it anymore. Also, at the end of the video, it says, click here, and it has a link to the rapper's website. But usually when we see a link at the end of a video and it says click here, we don't click on it. The other point that we wanted to point out is that the accent is strong Iranian accent. Now, we are trying to get across to the Western audience. That's going to deter them three times, because people want to hear something that they're familiar with. They want to hear their own people talking to them. And this highlights how we have had a lack of engagement with the media when it comes to spreading the message of Wilayah and the message of this letter. And here come the comments. Now, this might upset some viewers, but Mr. PepsiCola123 says, how embarrassing, what a complete and utter idiot. This person says, Islam is a doctrine, therefore is not real. Reality is a delusion. Can't even spell properly, but he got his message across. Iman Faith says, beautiful letter, may Allah prolong his life. Three comments that video had. Now, what this shows is that, again, we have not had enough engagement. If those who are pro-Wilayah had more engagement, it would give the Western audience an impression, at least, that the message of Wilayah and the supporters are stronger than we really are. This is a media technique which ISIS uses. This is a media technique which Hollywood uses. They make themselves appear stronger than they truly are. At the moment, are we doing that? Now, there's some negative points that we want to point out. The first letter, when it came out on Twitter, the Twitter account on a series of tweets with the hashtag letter for you, there was an instant negative response, with people especially highlighting the fact that Twitter is blocked in Iran, yet the office of the leader uses it. Pictures of alleged police brutality and stories of human rights abuses began to spread. Different religious and academic individuals were sent the letter directly on social media, and they either refrained from giving a response or replied positively. Now, when it comes to Twitter, hundreds of fake accounts became active on Twitter, with over 10,000 tweets topping the 1,000 per day limit of Twitter. Most used names and images of celebrities. The top influencers of these, were fake accounts, as opposed to real people talking about the letter. This is understood as all of those accounts have the exact same number of tweets and hashtags, showing they were automated. Articles about the letter appeared on major media websites. However, this was not capitalized on. When compared to other tweets related to this topic that have trended, it was seen that they had much more natural growth and more random, closer to human behavior usage. Now, in summary, there was an automation and absence of human touch in the tweets. There was also a lack of engaging discussions. There was also an absence of geolocations from the tweets, and there was a lack of awareness about the audience themselves receiving the said media. Just before we wrap it up, we want to make it very clear that this is a media war. Islam, or rather the Islamic Republic of Iran, is now militarily and financially capable of defending itself. What now becomes our mission? Our mission now is to spread the message by any means necessary. And everyone in this room will agree with me when I say that the media is the one and only way that we can get this message out there. Now, Iran has faced so much criticism for blocking the media, and people say, oh, you don't have freedom in Iran. Well, the reason for this is because if we open the gates, so to speak, we would face a phenomenal flood, which would absolutely overpower us. A flood of Western media. We have no way of defending ourselves at the moment because our media is too weak. And let's not forget that these letters sprung up in the first place because of the Charlie Hebdo cartoons. The Islamic world was on an uproar. We were protesting because we had no way of fighting back. We had no way of creating our own cartoons. We had no way of discussing it on a talk show so that we could annihilate the issue there and then. Every media institution has ideologies, and when that institution creates a media product, the ideologies of that institution become our ideologies. Whether it's a comedy, whether it's an action film, whatever it is, their ideologies become our ideologies if we consume their media. For example, The Dictator, which is a very popular comedy. Now, it's about a tyrannical leader, and he is referred to as the supreme leader. There's only two people in the world who are referred to as the supreme leader. It also makes references to the to nuclear operations, which is subliminally putting it into the minds of the audiences that this person, whoever he is, the supreme leader, is a bad guy. Now, coming back to what we said earlier about understanding the Western audience, the Western media has created a stereotypical portrayal of Iran which it falls back on whenever new information comes out of Iran. So when we try to get the message across to the Western audience, we have to face that ideological wall. A person who has that wall up and has been affected and indoctrinated by the Western media, when he looks at this, it's possible that he will literally not read read between the lines. He'll literally just go, Islam and horrifying enemy. National media is present on the scene of such an unusual, vast and involuntary confrontation, which is the same complex and very important arena of soft war. Unlike hard wars, soft wars are not clear-cut, easily understandable and tangible. In some cases, the other side delivers a blow, but the target society is suffering from drowsiness and lack of vigilance. It is our job to wake them up. All these guidelines should be pursued in order to apply them. Exact and research-based plans should be formulated. Of course, good tasks have been carried out in certain cases. Ayatollah Khamenei's wisdom and foresight has led him to write a letter and taken us to the very basics. A letter which is addressed to the youth of the West, which inshallah is most of us, those of us who are young enough. Sorry, Sheikh. The question is, what do we do now? Thank you very much for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.